Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the Israelite Church right show entitled, Let the Truth Be Told. First and foremost, we'd like to give honor and thanks to God the Father and God the Son, our Lord and Savior, the Almighty Jesus Christ. We'd also like to thank our heavenly leadership here on earth, the Holy Apostle and Chief of the Feast, the Doctor, the God sent Comforter, the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest. Thank you, Lord our God, the Almighty Jesus Christ, for giving us the Holy God sent Comforter, of course, giving us the understanding to teach you all things according to the Holy Bible and the Word of God. Now I would like to introduce myself as your host for today's show. I am 13 Shield General Kazat Power Al. And today's teacher for the class today is Captain of 13,000 Navakar. Shalom, sir.
Yes, sir. Shalom.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
That's great. That's great to hear. Our reader for today's class is Officer of 100, Ainawa Gabbar. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, sir.
How's everything going today?
Pretty good, sir.
Oh, that's well. That's well. Today, so as always, we're going to give you understanding according to God's holy word about a specific topic. The teacher for today's class, Captain 13,000 Navakar, has a topic. What is your topic for today's class?
Today's topic is going to be called It's Time to Wake Up.
Oh, it's time to wake up. Okay. That's an interesting topic. Time to wake up. That would imply, if I'm just hearing it, is that someone is sleeping or someone is not aware of something. Would that be the case?
Yes, sir. That's the case.
Okay, great, great. So give me a little bit of background about your topic.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, when we say it's time to wake up, like you said, somebody is asleep. And so we're not actually talking about spiritually. I mean, we're not actually talking about physically sleeping. We're talking about spiritually sleeping, how God wants our people to wake up spiritually. So in today's class, what we'll be going through is, who has our people, which are the so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, who has their eyes spiritually closed, and, what God wants us to do to wake up.
Oh, okay. Sounds interesting. Oh, man. Yeah, so you said our people. Again, can you expound on our people again?
Our people, which are God's people, the nation of Israel. These are the so-called Blacks, the Negroes, the Hispanics, and the Native Americans, so-called Native Americans.
Okay. So it's time for those people to wake up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So without further ado, I guess, I'll let you get into your topic, and we can go through the Word of God and, get more understanding on it's time to wake up.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so as me and the general were saying that it's time to wake up, we're talking about spiritually waking up, not physically waking up. So what we're going to be going through is the times that we're in. It's time to wake up. Now, time is very important. When you look into the Bible, time is very, very important because time brings change to it. Now, when you look into the Bible, if you're familiar with it, you see older kingdoms in the Bible, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Persians and the Medes, right? And when you read about those kingdoms, that's exactly what you're doing. You're reading about them. Where are those kingdoms today? They're in ruins. They have ceased to exist. So time brought those kingdoms to an end. So bringing it to the time that we're in right now, which is the American kingdom, America. What's coming to America, change is coming to America, and it's Jesus Christ is bringing this change to America. So if your eyes were open, they have a saying out there, stay woke, right?
Yeah, right.
So what does that really mean? God wants us woke. God wants us awake. But through the wisdom of God, we're going to see exactly what that means. So who has people's eyes asleep? It's America, Satan and America, right? So we said our people, the so-called Blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans, America has people's eyes closed, right? So change is coming to America, and what God's going to do is bring that change. So let's go to the book of Romans. If my reader can get the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, and verse 11. Romans 13 and 11.
Come. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
It says, and that knowing the time is high time to what? To awake out of sleep. So seeing the times that we're in, you can't be sleep. You can't be sleep. And this is why we're going through the scriptures, because you have to be locked into your Bible and you have to be close to God in order to be awake in the times that we're in. So let's read that again.
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time.
Mm-hmm. Read it again from the top.
And that, knowing the time, that
knowing
now.
Knowing the time, and that knowing the time, right? So being a minority in this country, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, being a minority in this country, you got to know the time that you're living in. And the times that we're living in an evil time. So God, he wants us to know the environment that we're actually in, okay? America's got people asleep thinking that this is the land of opportunity, that change is coming to America, that things are going to get better for our people here in America. But that's not the case. As time goes on, it's actually going to get worse for our people here in America. And if you were locked into the scriptures, then you would actually see that things are getting worse and that things have never been good for our people here in America. So God said what? Read that one more time.
And that now, I'm sorry, and that knowing the time, that now, knowing the time.
And that knowing the time, so what time is it? It's time for the nation of Israel, which is the so-called black, the so-called Hispanic, and the so-called Native American, right? It's time for the nation of Israel to return to God. That's what time it is. Because if you choose anything but God, then what are you going to get? You're going to get death, okay? And through the wisdom of God, we're going to show you what actually is coming here to America. And there's nothing but death coming to America. It's already here, actually. So now let's take this understanding. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 2. So what does God want the nation of Israel to do?
So to interject a little bit, the time that we're living in now,
mm-hmm.
that knowing the time that we're supposed to know as God's people, as you stated, the so-called Negroes, Hispanics, and Native Americans, the time that we're supposed to know is now it's time to return to God.
Yes, sir.
Rather than what you see so far going on in the world today is people, a lot of our people, they're trying to buy into the system and hoping that change is going to come with the regime that's ruling right now. And they're trying to, rally together and overthrow that regime. But that really, as you bring it out in scripture, that's not really the focus what should be for our people. We should be focused on returning to God.
Yeah, that's correct. The focus should be on returning to God. Just like you said, a lot of people have a lot of different ways in how they're going to solve the problems with our people here in America, because the problems, they're easy to identify. We see that there's violence in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
We see that there's drugs in our neighborhoods, liquor stores everywhere, abortion clinics everywhere.
Right.
Black on black crime. So, it's easy to identify the problems. Now, what a lot of people have in their mind is how to solve them problems. Black Lives Matter movements. We want another black president. We're trying to elect different officials because we're trying to solve these problems. Some people think that we need to get all black money together, right? Some people believe that we should go back to Africa or move to Canada. So through the wisdom of God, we're going to see that none of that is going to work. No matter how you try, if you try to rise up against the government and take arms like the Black Panther Party did, then what's going to happen? You're just going to get mowed down. If you try to get all black money together like they did in Tulsa or Oklahoma, and we do have our own communities and we do have our own businesses, just like in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what are they going to do? They're going to bomb it, right? So is it wise to have hope here in America? No, because the system is set up against us here in America. So it's not, things aren't going to change here for us. The only thing, man or God, I should say, God is the only one that's going to bring change here for us. But you have to be on his side.
Right.
Or else it's death. said, if you choose anything else, it is death here, because that's what's coming for our people here, here in America.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the book of 1 Peter 4, in chapter 4, verse 2. So this is what God wants our people to do. Let's read that again. Read that.
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men.
Okay, you can read it a little slower for me, sir, because we're gonna break this up a little bit. Can I read that again?
That he no longer should live the rest of his time.
That the rest of his what?
His time.
Yeah, his time. So we're seeing that this topic come up again. Time. Time is like you said, is very important. So what God is doing, what God is looking at is how our people, which are the so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, how you spend that time while you're here. Because the times that we're in, you're going to need a God for protection. So in order to receive that protection, what are you doing with your time while you're here? Read that again.
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men.
To the lust of men. Read on.
But to the will of God.
But to what?
But to the will of God.
Right. So this is how God wants us to live our lives, for the will of God. So this is the time for minorities. It's time to stop being rebellious. And it's time to submit your life to God. You know, when I say rebellious, that means breaking the laws of God. God has commandments that he wants our people to keep. So if you're not keeping those commandments, then God looks at you as rebellious. So it's time for all the Hispanics, all the Blacks, all the Indians. This is your time to come out of the world and into the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, because this is the only place where the commandments are being taught, and this is the only place where you're going to get protection from your enemy. Right. Mm. So let's read that again.
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men.
In the flesh to the lust of men. Read on.
But to the will of God.
But to the will of God. Because if you're not aware of the time that you're in, you're going to suffer. Now, why would you suffer? Because God is going to allow you to suffer. God is the protector. But if you're not doing his will, keeping his commandments, then there will be no protection. And very soon you're going to see the results of not having a God. You know, when anybody's in danger, usually who's the first person that they call on? Right? A car is coming down the street. Who do you call on? You call on God. If somebody's about to kill you, who do you call on? You call on God. So people have an understanding that they need God to save them, right? So what we're saying is that in order to have protection from God, you need to be doing the will of God. So you can't be living your life the way you want to live your life. You have to live your life according to the will of God. So what is that will? Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. This is the purpose of your existence, to live your life for God, right? So what is that? Why were you created? Why were you born? What is that will that God wants you to do?
If I may interject, you know, on that point that you're bringing out, you're right. A lot of people think their purpose is to be successful and get a degree and have a house on the hill and, you know, just, you know, I had the 2.5 children and all that, and that's what they think, you know, their purpose in life is. But I think that we're going to bring something else out in Scripture that's going to enlighten us on what, you know, our true purpose is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, people think people are trying to live like they say the American dream,
right?
You know, achieve the riches of the world, the big house, the white picket fence, you know. And that's what America puts out there as success, you know, a lot of money, a big house, nice cars, nice clothes. But is that what God calls success? Let's find out. Book of Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let's read that.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Let us hear the conclusion. This is the end all be all. Read on.
Fear God.
Fear God. And, read on.
And keep his commandments.
And get a big house.
And keep his commandments.
And get a nice car.
And keep his commandments.
And keep his commandments, right? So this is why you were created, to fear God and keep his commandments. Now let's read on.
For this is the whole duty of man.
this is the whole duty of men. What is a duty? A duty is a responsibility, right? And that responsibility is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Now, with a responsibility, you're held responsible for that responsibility that God has given you, right? Which means if you don't keep that responsibility, you're going to be held accountable for not doing what God commands you to do, right? So read that one more time.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Read on.
For this is the whole duty of man.
This is the whole duty of man. Now let's go back to the book of Romans 13 and 11. Romans 13 and 11. So we're saying we need to be doing the will of God in order to have that protection from God. So as we move on, we're going to see what we need protection from. And let's read Romans 13 and 11.
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
Now it's high time to wake out of sleep, because you can't see God's signs if your eyes are closed, right? And who has your eyes closed? It's America and it's Satan. So read that one more time.
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. Read on.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Right. So God, he wants to protect us, but you have to be keeping the commandments of God in order to receive that protection. Right. So what do we need for protection from? Like we've gone through before. There's what? Drugs in our neighborhoods. There's violence in our neighborhoods. There's liquor stores in our neighborhoods. Why are these things black-on-black crime, right? People are constantly being shot down by police, right? So we're looking for change here in America, but we got to understand that these things are systematically being done to us. Who is doing these things to us? It's the so-called white man, believe it or not. He is the one that is putting the liquor stores in our neighborhoods. He is the one that's putting the drugs into our neighborhoods. He is the one that's putting the weapons into our neighborhoods. He is the one that's shooting us, the one with the badge that's out there shooting our little boys and our little girls, right? Mm-hmm. It's the so-called white man that's doing this now. Why? It's because they hate us, honestly, and it's because they want to kill us. Not because of the color of your skin, but because of who you are. We are the children of God, the so-called blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans. Because we are the chosen people of God, these people are against us, right? Now, as we said, our people are asleep. We think that America is for us, right? A lot of our people, they want to move into nice white neighborhoods. They want to go to nice white schools. They want to be around nice so-called white man, because they think that he's safe, and this is what he's done. He's portrayed himself as a nice guy. In the movie, he's what? He's the heroes, right? He's the saints. He's the angels, right? He's even painted himself up as Jesus Christ himself, right?
So is him portraying himself as all these things, is that part of the systematic discrimination, if you will?
Is that part of the – yes, it is. Because it's a plan to get our people to trust him.
Oh.
Right? So they want us to trust him when their intentions are really on killing us.
Wow.
So yes, sir. When you look into the history of America, you can actually see that these people have never changed. You know, we're still marching for the injustices being done here in 2019 because our people being shot down by police. We was doing that in the 60s. We was doing that in the 50s. We was doing that in the 40s. And the further back you go, we're going back into slavery times, right? So when have these people ever been good to our people, you know? So, but what they'll show you is that, or what they're trying to portray is that they have changed and that they are nice now, right? So when you go back into the 1960s, you know, our people, they thought they were actually getting something when they were marching for equal rights, which actually shows you the mindset that they had our people in. Here it is, we're trying to be equal with somebody that we're trying to be equal with them because they're telling us that what? That we're less than a man. So what we have to understand is that rights, they don't come from man, they come from God. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is who we're supposed to be following, God. So let's read that one more time. Romans 13 and 11.
Yes, sir.
And let's read that again.
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
Now it's high time to wake out of sleep, you know.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Nearer than we believed. So it's time to wake out of sleep. What our people have to understand is that they are slowly taking away our rights here in America, if you could actually see it. They're replacing, like we just talked about, what we were marching for back in the 1960s, which was what? Civil rights. But you don't hear about that anymore, right? What are you hearing more now? They replace civil rights with homosexual rights, what else? With women's rights, right? The right to pro-life. It's your body. You can do it whatever it with, but you want that. It's your body. You can do with it as you please, right? If you want to kill your child, you can kill your child. So they're actually replacing our rights with other rights, right? And this is why we have to have groups like Black Lives Matter. You have to have a group called Black Lives Matter because you're being treated here as if your life doesn't matter. You shouldn't have to go tell somebody that my life matters, right? So the only reason we have to have these movements like a Black Lives Matter movement is because we're being killed off as our life doesn't mean anything. And if our people could actually open their eyes and see it, we could see that this is how it always has been here in America. We're in a system that's supposed to be just, but there is no justice here in this system, right? Countless men are being, take police for an example, countless men are being shot down and killed by the police, but where is the justice coming out of that? These men are going back, and they're going back home with their families and with their sons and their daughters after just murdering a little boy and a little girl. While a black family is at their house crying, you know, and mourning for their children. So where is the justice? You know, we go and we protest and we march, begging them for justice. But what we're trying to say is that there's going to be no justice here because their plans are to kill us, the so-called black man, the so-called Hispanic, and the so-called Native American. So it doesn't matter whether you protest. It doesn't matter whether you march. It doesn't matter whether you get another black president. Things aren't going to change here for us here in America. So what do we have to do as the people of God? Let's go to the book of Revelations, the 12th chapter. How are we going to overcome, right? So it would seem that there is no hope. You know, we have a whole government, a whole system, a whole nation that's against us. Where is our hope? Our hope is in God. So let's get the book of Revelations 12 and 11. Let's read that.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
And they overcame what?
By the blood of the Lamb.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. So read on.
And by the word of their testimony.
Right. And by the word of his testimony. So by the blood of Christ and by the word of God. So what is that word? That word is the Bible. So how do we overcome him? By the blood? This is Jesus Christ dying on the cross for the nation of Israel. Let's go. Let's get these last couple of scriptures. Let's get the book of John 15 and verse 9. John 15 and 9. Let's read that.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
Read on.
Continue ye in my love.
It says what?
Continue ye in my love.
Continue ye in my love. What is the love of God? Let's get the book of John 14 and 15. So God wants the so-called blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and so-called Native Americans to continue in his love. What is the love of God? How do you love God? Let's read that.
If ye love me.
If you love God, read on.
Keep my commandments.
Okay, keeping the commandments of God, right? Let's go back to the book of John 15 and 9. So if you love God, you're going to keep the commandments of God. So this is what God has commanded us to do, to continue in his love. If you want that protection, if you don't want to be destroyed from your enemies, You got to be what? Continuing in the love of God. So let's read that again.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you.
John 15 and 9. Let's read that.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
Continue ye in my love. Read on.
If you keep my commandments, you shall
my commandments.
You shall abide in my love.
Read on.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
Even if I have kept my Father's commandments, meaning there's no excuse. Christ kept all the commandments. So there's no excuse for us to not keep the commandments.
Wow.
So Christ is found worthy. So in order for us to be found worthy, we have to be doing what Christ did, right? We follow in the footsteps of Christ. So Christ is saying, I kept the commandments, so you need to keep the commandments. Now read on.
And abide in his love.
And abide in his love. Read on.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this.
Greater love have no man than this. Read on.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Right, so we remember where we were at in Revelation, the 12th chapter, in verse 11. It says we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, right? So it says greater love hath no man than this. Read that again.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Read on.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Right, this is what Jesus Christ did for our nation, the nation of Israel. He died for who? The Israelites, the nation of Israel. So read on.
Ye are my friends.
Ye are my friends, read on.
If ye do whatsoever I command you.
Right, that love that God has is conditional, but it comes with stipulations. You have to be what? Keeping God's commandments in order to remain in the love of God. So read that again.
Ye are my friends. If ye do whatsoever I command you.
Right, if you do what God commands you to do, read on.
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends.
If you're keeping the commandments of God. So look at this last scripture. Let's go to the book of 2 Ezra 15:24. And let's read that when you get it. So this is found in the book of the Apocrypha, the 14 books. They are part of the Bible. Apocrypha means hidden books. 2 Ezra 15:24. Let's read that.
Woe to them that sin. And keep not my commandments, saith the Lord.
Right, saith the Lord. That woe stands for destruction, right? So destruction to those that sin and keep not my commandments. Read on.
Saith the Lord, I will not spare them.
I will not spare them. When you spare something, that means you save it. You set it aside, right? I'm going to spare this. So God is letting us know that in order for us to have his protection, we need to be doing his will. And you're clearly seeing that if you're not doing his will, then what's going to happen? You're not going to be protected. Now let's read on.
I will not spare them. Go your way, ye children from the power.
Read on.
Defile not my sanctuary.
Read on.
For the Lord knoweth all them that sin against him. And therefore delivereth he them unto death and destruction.
Right. This is the God of the Bible. So what we're seeing is God is saying, if you're not going to do my will, then who is he going to give you over? He's going to give you over when you deliver something, right? It's like a package. It's going to come and deliver that package. So God is saying, for the Lord knoweth all that sin against him, therefore delivereth he them unto death and destruction. So if you're not doing the will of God, God's going to deliver you over to your enemies, right? So who is that? That's America. What is America trying to do? Trying to destroy our nation. So in order to be protected by God, you have to keep his commandments. Because if you don't keep his commandments, then there will be no protection.
That's a beautiful class, Captain Nopsclaw.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Yes, we'd like to give honor and thanks to the Lord our God, the Almighty Jesus Christ.
God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Apostle, Chief High Priest. Thank God for the Holy Apostle, Chief High Priest, Tyler the Doctor, the God sent comfort. This has been another show of the Let the Truth Be Told, presented by the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. We thank you again for tuning in, and tune in next week for more information according to God's holy word. If you like more information, you can reach us at thecomforter.info. That's the website. Also, you can reach us at truth@icgjcnd.org. There's also many ways that you can get this information. We have seminars in different areas all over the world. Definitely, you can get in contact with us. Again, that website is www.thecomforter.info, and also truth@itgjcmb.org. Again, we thank you for tuning in to the Hidden Truth Show called Let the Truth Be Told, presented by the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ. Again, I'd like to thank the teacher for today's class, Captain $13,000 Carr, and also the reader for today's class, Officer 100, Pernal Gabar. And again, I'm your host, Turkey Shield General, Kazapa Wow. Thank you again. God bless you. Have a good one.